From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, skepticism from political analysts in the Middle East about the presidential candidates here in the U.S.
But first, let's turn to Iraq. The bodies of two American soldiers missing for more than a year have been found. Sergeant Alex Jimenez from Massachusetts and Private Byron Futi of Michigan were kidnapped more than a year ago in May of 2007. It was during an ambush in an area near Baghdad known as the Triangle of Death. The body of a third soldier who was also kidnapped then, Private First Class Joseph Anzac of California, that his body was found a year ago. Meanwhile, in Britain, authorities have agreed to pay nearly $6 million to nine Iraqis who were tortured and to the family of one Iraqi who died in custody. This happened in Basra some 5 years ago. John Burns of the New York Times is here with the details. And John, first, the man who died, he, I understand, was a hotel receptionist. What happened? Why was he arrested in the first place?
Well, let's remember the time. It was September 2003, about the time that Britain and the United States together discovered that they weren't going to be in Iraq to keep a peace, they were going to be in Iraq to fight a war. The British began to discover that they were facing a major challenge in the south at that time from Sunni insurgent militias, and they raided a hotel, the Haytham Hotel, where they had an intelligence tip suggesting that there was an insurgent base. They did find weapons, and they did find, so they said, bomb-making equipment. They took 10 people away. Serious abuses took place in which one of them, the hotel receptionist, Baha Musa, died.
And did they determine how he died?
Well, the autopsy showed that he had 93 separate injuries. British troops, in this case the Queen's Lancashire Regiment, had not been informed that the use of various stress techniques had actually been forbidden by the British Prime Minister Edward Heath in 1972. Lawyers for the nine men who survived this and for Mr. Musa, who died, have said that the abuses included sitting on imaginary chairs, wall standing, which speaks for itself, and a kind of kickboxing routine in which, so these lawyers say, the British soldiers kicked the Iraqis around the room. And the pictures of Mr. More than 150 of them, which the lawyers for the Baha Musa family made available, showed Mr. Baha Musa's body, and it was pretty plain that he'd been knocked about pretty badly.
What happened to the British troops who were involved?
Well, there was a court-martial, and it was the most expensive and longest-running court-martial in British Army history. And those accused included the commander of the Queen's Lancashire Regiment battalion that was involved in this, and eight others. One man, a corporal, pleaded guilty to inhumane treatment of a prisoner, and he was given a year's prison sentence. The others pleaded not guilty and were found not guilty. They were acquitted. But that didn't satisfy, of course, the Iraqi petitioners in this case. And there was a further inquiry by the Defense Ministry, which acknowledged that there were serious abuses. And in announcing the settlement yesterday, the Defense Ministry talked about substantive breaches of human rights. So from the Defense Ministry's point of view, not only did things go seriously wrong in Basra, but the whole investigative procedure proved to be inadequate for the purpose. And so they're hoping that by paying compensation to the families, the survivors, $6 million, that will go some way, if you will, if one can use the phrase, to binding up the wounds of this affair.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
That's New York Times reporter John Burns speaking to us from London.